Chafei, Rav Mosna says, to summarize this, Shekol echod haroitzel lochus al atzmoi, any Jew who wants to have pity on himself, ulahaschil b'chol pam lachshev al tachlisei v'sefer b'emes, and he wants on a regular basis to be able to give some thought to what his real goal is and what's his purpose in life, ikar takonosoi hual yidei sicha beinoi levein koinoi. The main tikkun for such a Jew is by speaking to Hashem, b'chol darchei eitzai sanal, following the advice, all the advice that we prescribed here. Umaskil al-dovor, and a person who's intelligent, yovin bi'atzmoi, will be able to understand for himself, lefi ho'eis v'hazman, depending on the situation, depending on the time, wherever he is, eich l'rachim al-atzmoi b'chol eis b'emes b'drochem anal, how to take pity on himself, for real, following these drochem that we spoke about here. Ki e efsher levayer kol zeh heitev, because it's impossible to explain all of this perfectly. Rak hachofetz be'emes l'rachim al atzmoi, but a Jew who wants the truth and he wants to really have pity on himself, leheitev achrisoi, to be zeichet to a good end, to be zeichet a gan eden, yovin me'elov dvorim harbe mitoch dvorinu elah. He'll understand a lot of different things from what we've said here. He'll be able to understand the rest. Rav Nosson Zal saying, I can't spell out everything for you regarding this. Some of this you're going to have to experience on your own and see on your own. Ki osur lidchoikes ha'sho kanal, because it's impossible for a person to try to force something before its right time. It's impossible to start talking to Hashem instantly. Person wants to close the door, walk into a room, and boom, start talking to Hashem for an hour. It doesn't work that way most times. You have to first wait, go through that wait state, silence, yearning, deep, deep yearning. And despite the fact that we're talking about waiting, person has to rush very, very quickly to rescue himself, to save himself. Alkein, therefore, hoikar, the main thing is, hu derech hanal, is the derech that we prescribed here, b'china sfira soimer, she'ein doichinis ha'shochas ha'shom, where the person doesn't try to force something before its right time, rak mamtinen shivo shavoi shleimois, but rather we wait 7 full weeks. Aval b'chol yoim, b'chol shavua, me'ashivo shavois, ein masichin daitom melechapes ulevakesh uletzapois ulechakois larachmov hamarub moed. But during those 49 days, every single day he doesn't lose concentration. He concentrates on yearning and hoping and desiring, activating desire for Hashem, lehamshich al atzmai b'chol yoyim b'chol shor b'chinas diburim chamim, trying to draw upon himself every single day those fiery words. Shaydezeh mamshichem b'chol yoyim b'chinas horas kabbalas ha'toy rama'at, and by doing that, he draws upon himself every single day a little bit of that light of the Torah, b'chol yoyim b'chol shavua, שזה בחינס המשוחס המויכן שממשיכם בכל יום ובכל שבוע מהספירו כמובור בכוונס. This is what the Arizal means when he talks about a Jew when he's counting Sphira, every single day drawing upon himself an aspect of the Moichin. That's the Kabbalistic terms that he uses. Rav Nosson Zal brings it down to our level, showing that a person who's following this procedure, every single day he'll receive some sparks from that light, that fire of Torah, that light of Torah that he's yearning to, that he's building up to, which on Shavuos is going to be revealed completely. Ki ikar hamoyach v'hachochma hu haTorah. Because when we use the term moyach or chochma, what are we talking about? What's the main moyach? What's the main chochma? The chochma haTorah. Ad shezoichnai dezer shi'el echelik bekavos haTorah na. Where a person who follows this procedure, he is zoichet to have a share and a portion in the Torah that's given on Shavuos. We said that Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the cycle of Pesach, Sfiras Omer, Shavuos, and explain the differences halacha-wise in what we do, and how it relates to what's actually taking place with our neshamas, you know, during that time, based on the main theme that we've been discussing till now of not trying to force something before the right time. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins, v'zeh b'chinas Pesach, She'oz osur hachometz be'isur chomer moed. During the holiday of Pesach, chometz is extremely forbidden. U'b'shavuos meivin l'korban b'shtei alechem chometz daikor. Whereas on Shavuos, the korban that we bring, which is the shtei alechem, two loaves, was required to be chametz. Ki bePesach b'haschodas iskarvus Yisrael aviyem shvashemayim, because on Pesach, which represents the beginning of Klal Yisrael starting to come close to Hashem upon leaving Mitzrayim as a nation, shetzrichem lotzeis mitum aletaro, where we want to exit from the tumah into the taro, mizuamas tumas Mitzrayim, from the filth of the impurity of Mitzrayim. V'adayin ein lanu shum koyach v'amishuch aleinu kol habachinois v'atikun manal ad shenizke lo v'daret Yisrael. And at that point, we did not yet have the ability to draw upon ourselves all the tikkunim that are discussed in this chapter in Likutei Moran until we would be zocheh to get Eretz Yisrael. That's when we would have the ability. Ki hoyu mishukon ba'golus moyim, because at the point that the Yidden were about to leave Mitzrayim, they were steeped in golus in a very serious way. Kimuva in the writings of the Arizal, and we were not yet worthy at all of being redeemed just based on our deeds. As the pasuk says, "Vo'evor elayach, vo'erech mizboiseses b'damayach." Hashem said, "I passed over the Jews, and I saw them stewing in blood," implying blood referring to sins. Ukamayshakosu va'at eroim veria, and as the pasuk says, "You were naked at the time." Ukemuva, and is found in the writings of the Arizal, that the Jews didn't really deserve to be taken out, and on the contrary, they were in a very, very low place of tumah at that time. V'alkein lo yehef sheloit siyem mizuama sagolus kiyem bebechinas esrusa deleila. It was impossible to take the Yidden out of the filth of golus unless Hashem had taken the initiative on his own. We call that Isarusa Deleila, where the initiative came from Hashem, not from below. Shenishpa Alehem Oyer Godol V'otzum Bereg Achas, where Hashem suddenly shined upon Klal Yisrael a very great blast of light in one shot, without following any normal procedures in how Hashem is Makarav us. Kimavur B'Kavonis, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. Alkein huchrechu lotzeis b'chipozoim. That's why the Yidden had to leave Egypt speedily, fast. Shemach mazeh tzrichim lechoel matzah. This is the reason why we eat matzah on Pesach, to commemorate the speed with which the bread had to be baked at that time. V'hachometz osur ma'oid. K'may shekosuv shivas yomim toichal matzah is lechem oini, ki b'chipozoim yotzos mimitzrayim. That the reason why we eat matzah is because we left Mitzrayim in such a rush. Uchsiv, and the pasuk says, Vayoifwes habotzek ugois matzois ki loy chometz. They made the dough into matzois and not chometz, ki gorshu mi Mitzrayim, because they were chased out of Mitzrayim, v'lo yochvu l'smameh, and they couldn't wait. In other words, Rav Nosson wants to emphasize, we've stressed before that the normal procedure in coming close to Hashem requires a lot of waiting, and it requires a deep understanding of why you're waiting and how to wait properly. Pesach happens to be an unusual exception to this norm, where because of very extenuating circumstances, Hashem had to change the rules. And we eat matzah to commemorate that chipozon, that super speed which was used then, and the isarusa deleila that was activated then, which usually that's not Hashem's normal way of operating whatsoever. Ki b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim tzrichin lekadesh achilosoi moid. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains, when a Jew is leaving golus, when a Jew is leaving the tumah, he has to sanctify his eating in a very big way. V'ho ikar hu kiddushas halechem. And the main thing is, regarding bread, ikar hu achilo v'hasviyo. Because that's the most important item that nourishes a person and satisfies a person. Shehu haroish mikol ha-shivas minim sh'nishtabcham em-Eretz Yisrael, because it comes from the top one of the seven items that Eretz Yisrael is praised about. K'ma shekosu, as the posuk says, Eretz chito u'sa'ira gefen. Chito is the first item listed, wheat, which is bread. Ki ikra ha-gu'ulo hu lotzeis mizu'amas Mitzrayim v'lizko yislovo el-Eretz Yisrael al yidei ha-toiro shanu asiten l'kabel. Because the main redemption for Klal Yisrael is to leave the filth of Mitzrayim and to be zoche to get Eretz Yisrael via the Torah which we were supposed to receive. K'may shekasev, as the pasuk says, Vaisanu hoitzi misham, Hashem took us out of there, out of Mitzrayim, lohavi oisanu el oretz. The purpose being to bring us in Eretz Yisrael. Ul Eretz Yisrael, yev shelovoi kim al yidei shemamshichim toiro b'chol hatikunim anal. And in order for a Jew to be zeche to come to Eretz Yisrael properly, we learned in this chapter on Likutei Moran that the only way to do that is by drawing Torah from Hashem, following the entire procedure of Tikkunim that Rabbein Zal had discussed. That's how one gets to Eretz Yisrael. Ukamay Shekosuv, as it says, Bohitziach Oesao Mimitzrayim, when you will take the people out of Mitzrayim, Ta'avdun Esolikim Alohorazeh, they will serve Hashem on this mountain. Shehu Kabbalah Satoira, Kishon Orazal. Moshe Rabbeinu was referring to Har Sinai, where the Jews would receive the Torah. So that was also a major, major piece of this puzzle of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Alkain, therefore, Bepesach, Betchila Sagula, Tzrichin Laham Shechalatzmoi Bchinas Kedushas Kabbalah Satoira. On Pesach, which is the beginning of the Gula, a Jew has to draw upon himself the holiness of Kabbalah Satoira, which means Bechinas Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Those two go together. There's a pasuk that Rav Nosson Zal quotes very often, Vayitain lohem arzo yisgoyim, va'am alumim yiroshu, bavur yishmeru chuka, v'soyroysav yinsoyru, hallelujah. That Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael so that we should be able to be mekayim the Torah. These two go together. The Torah and Eretz Yisrael are one. In order to get to Eretz Yisrael, you must have the Kabbalah Satorah. In order to be zechet to true Kabbalah Satorah, you need the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. The Iker Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael, Hu Bikdushas Achilas Yisrael. And the main concept of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes into play in a Jew's life regarding food, regarding eating. Because all the mitzvahs of the Torah that are strictly dependent on Eretz Yisrael relate to eating, food. Shehem bikurim, truma, maisrois, chala, all of those things. Ki ikar tchilas hapegam v'hakilkul holi aidei pegam ho'achilo shua aidei shochel odom arishu meitzadas v'misham hoya kol golos Mitzrayim kiyadua. Because the beginning of problems in this world came about through an act of eating, when Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. And it's brought in the writings of the Arizal that that's actually what resulted in Bnei Yisrael having to go down to Mitzrayim. It was to effect a tikkun for the pegam of Adam Rishon. V'alkein, ato, bepesach, betchilas yitzias Mitzrayim, tzrichim l'sakein pegam huachila. Therefore, on the holiday of Pesach, which represents leaving Mitzrayim, which means a certain stage of completing that tikkun, we have to be especially careful about the kedushas ha'achila, lahamshich kedushas alechem mikdushas Eretz Yisrael, to draw holiness into the bread that we eat from the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, shenimshach al yidei ha'Torah kanal, which we draw via the Torah. However, since it's Pesach, since it's just moments after we left Mitzrayim, we're not yet on a level to draw the Torah with all the tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal spoke about. And if we can't draw the Torah with all of those tikkunim, then we can't really pack the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael into the Torah and into the Lechem. Therefore, Klal Yisrael's going out of Mitzrayim, but the celebration of Pesach is based on Isarusa de Leila, Hashem making the move, the initiative coming only from Hashem. Shashem Yisborach Berachamov Mashpia Oleinu Oir Kedushas Moichin Gedolim Vatsumim Meyatzmoi Sheloy Al Yodenu Klal, whereby Hashem, out of His great kindness, shines upon us the light of Chochma and Torah and Sechel, coming purely from Hashem, not through any initiative of ours. Bechinas he'oras ha'toyrah shehi ikar ha'moichin ha'kanal. Rav Nosson Zal once, here's an example where Chassidus takes what's written in Sifrei Kabbalah and brings it more down to earth in a sense. The Arizal in his Sforim uses the terminology moichin. What is moichin? Light, sechel, holiness. Rabbeinu Zal, in some cases, uses the word Torah as a substitute for that. Because what does the Arizal mean when he's using the word or moichin and those things? It's referring to the way it comes to us usually is in the form of Torah. And Rav Nosson Zal is saying when the Arizal describes the type of moichin that the Yidden received when they came out of Mitzrayim, that it's referring to super high level moichin that came with his Sarus Avel and Atisarus Lasata. Rav Nosson Zal is saying that what that's referring to is that the kind of Torah that the Yidden were able to plug into at that time was a Torah with a very bright light, but it was upside down in a sense because it didn't follow the standard procedure for receiving high-level Torah, which Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter in the Likutei Moharan, but rather it had to be upside down because we were in such a bad way. We were in such a bad place. Hashem had to use this Sarusa Delela. V'alkein tzrichin lotzeis b'chipozim. This is why we had to rush to get out of Mitzrayim. V'lo yochlu l'smameh. They couldn't wait around. Shelo yoichaz bohem zuamo hakosha shel Mitzrayim kemuva. Because if they would have been slow in leaving Mitzrayim, the filth of Mitzrayim could have latched onto them and either pulled them back in or gone out with them. So they had to make a very quick escape. Alkein tzrichim l'kadesh esu achila. Therefore, at that point in time, listen again, we're talking about Mitzrayim being a place of filth. They were supposed to go from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. We said the key to get to Eretz Yisrael is through Torah, specifically a type of Torah that's geared to the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. And we said, what is the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael all about, really? It's all about food. It's all about Achila D'Kedusha. Which type of food has the most relativeness, you know, to this issue of Kiddusha and Kiddusha Yisrael? Bread, chito, you know, which is the Shivas Aminim, the choice on the Shivas Aminim. Therefore, a Jew has to see to it to be Mekadesh, his achila of bread, especially at that point in time when leaving Mitzrayim and trying to get to Eretz Yisrael and trying to get onto this Torah program. Bibchinas matzah, she'ikro hu lemaher moed lafoy savoish tekev kishnosno amayim bakemach. Where the main issue in matzah is to make sure to get it onto the fire real quick and bake it fast from the moment they put water into the flour, that the thing shouldn't sit around at all, but move quickly. And to exercise extreme care that not to leave it waiting at all and not to procrastinate at all till the thing will rise, you know, till it'll ferment. Ki tikun halechem bigdusho nimshach mikdushas hamshochas ha-toyra b'tikun manal. Because Rav Nosson Zal says our ability to inject holiness into the lechem that we eat is based on the program that Rabbeinu Zal describes in that Torah about the Torah, about drawing Torah following the whole procedure that's outlined there. Shaydezeh nimshach kiddushas Eretz Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal spoke over there about drawing the holiness of Eretz Yisrael into your Torah. And if we're talking about drawing the holiness of Eretz Yisrael into your lechem, the procedure also has similarities. Sheshom iker kiddushas halechem. Because Eretz Yisrael is the main place where there's this concept of holiness in the bread. Shetluyim boi kama mitzvos hatluyim boretz. Because there are several mitzvahs that are related to bread, related to wheat, which are dependent on the kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein nikro hatoyro bechinas lechem. This is why one of the nicknames for Torah is Lechem. Kama shekosov lechu lachamu belachmi. Come and do battle with my bread. Referring to the Torah. Come and do battle in Hashem's ballpark, which is in the Torah. So this is why, again, Rav Nosson Zal is emphasizing that the procedure that Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there for drawing, for attaching your Torah to Kedusha Eretz Yisrael has to have a lot in common with the procedure for attaching your food to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, taking your lechem and elevating it by injecting in it from the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh b'chinas imein kemach ein Torah. This is why the Gemara said, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, if there's no parnasa, there's no Torah, imein Torah ein kemach. Ki hein b'china achas kanal. Because that's again showing you that lechem and Torah are one bechina, they're one concept. Utluyim zeboze, and they're dependent one on the other. So that if Rabbeinu Zal, in a chapter in Likutei Moharan, shows us how to take the Torah through all the tikkunim that are needed to get it through, to have Kiddusha Eretz Yisrael, obviously it's going to be similar issues that are related to taking your lechem and elevating it to have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael in it. V'alkein, kol tikune halechem b'sharoshem shebikdusha nimshochem mehatikunem anal shel hamshochas ha-Torah. The two are very much connected. Ki hamayim shenoisnim b'hakemach sharoshoy mebechinas ha-Tfilo hanal. Because the water which we add to flour in making bread is associated with the water that Rabbeinu Zal discusses in that chapter in the Kutimran, which symbolizes tefillah. Shifchi kamayim libech noichach pnei Hashem. Pouring out your heart like water before Hashem. Bibchinas shifchi mamdech noichach pnei Hashem. V'achakach oifen oisal oish. Then we take the dough and we bake it on fire. Which is tied into the words that we spoke about, that a Jew has to draw from Hashem, words that are like hot coals for his tefillah. He pours out his heart like water first, then Hashem sends him diburim chamim kigach leyesh. Shemishom zoichel livnois hadrush v'achidish sheroitz lamshich. And it's by drawing upon himself words, hot words like that, that's what gives him the ability to build the drosha or the chiddush in Torah that he wants to bring forth. Shehu bechinas lechem, which is compared to bread. Bechinas lechu lachmo belachmi, as we talk about a battle in Torah, machlekes in Torah, as battling in the bread of Hashem. V'alkein ikar gemar halechem hualidei hoesh. This is why the main completion of the process of baking bread is on the fire. Just as when it came to Torah, being mamshech Torah, we said that the ikar hamshochas ha-Torah could only be done once a person has drawn upon himself diburim chamim kegach alayesh. Aval b'chol hashono ein halechem mesukon b'shleimus kim aidei shemachmitz noiso v'shoyen harbe me'eis nesinas ha-mayim ad-wafir. However, throughout the entire year, bread isn't really baked properly unless they first allow it to rise. They allow it to sit for a while, from the time that they added water to it to the time that they actually put it on the fire. Because it's impossible for a Jew to draw upon himself explanations of Torah, which is synonymous with tikkun halechem, unless he goes through a lot of waiting. Because we learned before, you're not allowed to try to push it, make it go fast. That's a process that takes time and tremendous patience. However, on the holiday of Pesach, when we were first being redeemed, and we were first exiting from the filth of Mitzrayim, at that point in time, it's impossible to draw the Torah with all the tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal describes, with this whole process of pouring out your heart before Hashem like water, and then drawing upon yourself words that are hot like fire, and can't go through that whole process. V'oz, at a time like that, when a person is mamish, just going out of the tumah, kol hamshocha samoichin, shehem hayora satoira, hurak milamala. The whole ability to draw moichin upon yourself, which is the Arizal's terminology, which Rabbeinu Zal is calling hamshocha satoira, heora satoira, the whole ability to draw the light of the Torah upon yourself, is only from above. It's only from Hashem. Because you mamish just came out of an operation. You just came out of the mituach and getting out of Mitzrayim. Shelo yal yodeinu kanal. We can't do anything really at that point to participate in drawing upon ourselves the Horas HaTorah. Al kein tzrichim lemaher mohoid lafoy sapas aloish tekev kshnosno alof mayim. Therefore we have to rush very, very quickly to put that matzah into the oven, on the fire, as soon as they add water to it. Mamish, the second they add water. Ki yev shel hamtin klal ad sheyishametz. You can't wait for it to rise. Shelo yisacheis b'chinas chimutz hamoyach. Because there's a term where a person's brain becomes scrambled, you know, and messed up, which is called chimutz hamoyach. Rav Nosson Zal says, when a Jew is just exiting from the tumah, if he waits around, his brain will become chametz. Bechinas ki yischametz levovi, as the pasuk says, my heart became soured. Shehu bechinas zuamas Mitzrayim shenechas b'hemoyim. This is referring to that filth of Mitzrayim, which was very solidly attached to the Yidden at that time. Ki be'inyin ze shel hahamtona v'hashehiyo shetzrichim lahamtin ulatzapais harbe ulaharbois betfila v'tachnunim v'sicho harbe ad sheyizke lahamshech latzme v'chinas kedusha satoranal. Rav Nosson Zal says, because regarding this issue of waiting, knowing how to wait, and yearn for Hashem's help, and to daven a lot, and to plead with Hashem a lot, and to talk to Hashem a lot, until a person is zoche to draw upon himself Kiddusha Satoira, yesh boze nisoyon godol. This is a super, super test. Ukimat ikar habechira toli boze. And we can just about say that the main test of Bechira is related to this. Kize yodua, because this is a known fact. Shehakoil chafetzim liyira shmecha. Everybody wants to be religious. Everybody wants to serve Hashem deep down. Vafilu hagarua shebigruim, even the worst of the worst, kolzman she'enoi bichlau hapoir keoil chasashon, so long as he hasn't mamish thrown off the yoke of Yiddishkeit from himself completely, bevadai hu chofetzum ishtekik harbi lo shal Hashem isborach. He definitely wants and yearns to serve Hashem. Afilu im nofal v'nisrachei kamoish nisrachei. Even if he's become very distant from Hashem. Kamoish kosov, as the Pasuk says, ki azo kamoves ahavo koshe kishoil kino rishofeho rishfei eish shalheves ko mayim rabim lo yuchvo l'chabois eso ahavo unahorois lo yishtavua. The Pasuk says that a Jew's love for Hashem is like death itself, and there's such a jealousy on the part of a Jew to Hashem and Hashem to the Jew, you know, a jealousy of not let it wanting anybody else to get in the way of the Jew's closeness to Hashem. And the Jew's heart is on fire, and all the waters in the world cannot extinguish the spectacular love that the Jew has for Hashem, and rivers cannot wash it away. And as Rashi says on this pasuk in Shir Hashirim, shezeh nemar al ho'avo shel kol echad miYisrael aviv shebashamayim. This pasuk is referring to the deep love that every single yid has inside of himself towards our Father in heaven. Rak ikar ho'ikuv humachmas shetzrichim lahamten harbe ulaharbeis betfila v'tachnunim ulaschazek atzmoi moed moed b'chol ma'ashoiv rodov. The main problem, however, is the main obstacle is the fact that in order to come close to Hashem, it requires waiting a long time and pouring out a lot of tefillos and pleading and strengthening yourself tremendously. You have to be able to give yourself incredible encouragement while you're going through all of that waiting and still trying to plead and beg. Alkein rabim lo yochlu lamoid b'nisoyin zeh. This is why many people can't withstand this test. They can't wait that long. Umisrashlim milefakeach al chayeim anitzchim, and they become lazy from really taking a serious, intelligent attitude regarding their eternal life. Ad shemisrachim kamoish misrachim chasashon, to the point where they allow themselves to become distant from Hashem because they can't take the heat. They can't take all of that waiting. Vafilu kol elu shashem yisborach be'ezrom, and even those people whereby Hashem helps them, v'nishorim kivuim b'kedushosom, and they remain religious, ve'ena manichem atzmon lipo elusatzel chasashom v'laharbeis v'tachnunim, and they don't allow themselves to become lazy and to let up on the tefillah and the begging Hashem and all of that, v'sheichfin b'chol yoyim v'chol masha. And no matter what they're going through, they're constantly pouring out their hearts to Hashem like water. Even those people, they'd have no chance in the world of being able to hang in there were it not for the Torah. Were it not for the fact that they're able to get some chiyus from the learning that they do, you know. Shekvar kibalnu biklal b'shas matan Torah, which all of us as a nation received at the time, you know, on Shavuos at the time of matan Torah, u'mashonu mekablim chidushei Torah miti mechol dor vador me'atzadik emes, and also by using all the svarim that we have from all the tzadikim that have written svarim throughout all the generations, bebchinas tikunim anal, where these tzadikim brought forth their Chidushei Torah into the world using the tikkunim that Rabbein Azal describes in that chapter in the Kutim Ram, the tefillah and the fiery words, all of them. Sheheim b'kdushosam hagdoilo v'hamayroah, whereby these tzaddikim, through their awesome great holiness, mamshichim Torah barachmim gedolim koela, they draw Torah from Hashem with such phenomenal rachmonas, ad shenimshach gam oleinu mikdushosam, to the point where by learning their Torah, we are able to draw upon ourselves some of that holiness. Sheyilanu koyach gamkein lehischazek ulahamtin ulahamtin ulaharbis b'tachnunim v'sicha, and we have the ability to encourage ourselves and to wait and wait and keep pouring on more and more tefillos ad yashkif v'yeir Hashem yishamayim, until Hashem will finally look at us and shine His grace upon us and help us. That's all fine and dandy today, when it's 2,000 years after Matan Torah, and so many Sforim have been written, and a Jew who's going through this process of tefillah and his Hispodidus and trying to come close to Hashem is able to get injections of Chiyas and his Chaskas and everything from all the Sforim that he's learning, which are the Chidushei Torah that the Tzaddikim have brought into the world following the procedure we spoke about here. Avol bePesach. Whereas, if we want to analyze the holiday of Pesach, she'oz lo'inim shacholein kedusha saras haTorah b'tikun manal, whereby at Pesach the Torah has not yet been given. Pesach is before Matan Torah. Rak hakol bebechinas isarusa de'le'elo kanal, whereby all the chizuk and all the light and all the everything that we got at that point in time was only via Hashem, nothing through our initiative. Therefore, it's impossible for a Jew to wait and to take a chance of his brain souring in the waiting process. There you gotta run, you gotta exit from that Mitzrayim, you gotta exit from that filth fast, flesh. That's why the bread that we're gonna eat on Pesach, you're not allowed to wait for that dough to sour. Shelo yischazek b'yoser chas v'sholom chimu tzora shebelev, so that the souring of the evil in the heart shouldn't be given a chance to do its thing. Bechinas ki yischametz levovi, as the pasuk says, shemevalvel das odom moid moid, which messes up a person's brain in a very big way. Kisheroya sheshoya harbe, when the person starts feeling that he's waiting a long time, v'adayin le'yotza mitumosoi, and he hasn't yet left the tumah. Ki oz b'haschola, because when a person is at the beginning of his becoming religious, at the beginning of his coming close to Hashem, hasitrachro oirei valzeh mo'id, the sitrachro wants to use this very much against him, this issue that, hey, look, you're not making any progress. Look, you're crawling, you're not getting anywhere. Ve'ein bonu koyach lahachmiya. And at that point in time, when a person is first starting out, he doesn't have the ability to subjugate the sitrachra. Machmas shadayin lekibalnu shum Torah klal. Because at Pesach, we had not yet received the Torah. And we saw earlier that the Torah is what gives a person tremendous strength to be able to hold on and to be able to play the waiting game with Hashem in terms of tefillah. V'chol ha'moichin v'adas nimshochin rak milamala barachmov. Whereas any seichel that the Yidden had at the time of Pesach, before Matan Torah, was coming just purely from Hashem, that Hashem poured it into them. It wasn't coming via place of learning Torah, because the Torah hadn't yet been given. For this reason, they had to leave Egypt in a hurry. They couldn't delay. Al kein hachometz osur. This is why chometz is forbidden. Kios yevshel hamten klal, because in that kind of situation you can't wait at all. Ki yisaches boi chasushon tumas Mitzrayim, because if you wait, the tum of Mitzrayim can grab onto you. V'yaake mesli boi moed, and it could twist his heart in a very big way and get him to fall back. Avol achar kach, however, afterwards. Achar shekvar hischilu lisper yemei asfira, once we started that countdown of the days of the Omer, v'hischilu lahamshich b'chinas he'oras ha'toira al-yidei tshukosam, and through our intense yearning for Matan Torah, we started to draw upon ourselves the light of the Torah from day one of Sfiras Omer, even though we didn't actually receive the Torah until 49 days later, but we mentioned earlier that when a person yearns for something very much, he can start pulling it into himself even through the yearning alone. Oz ha-chometz muter. From that point in time on, chometz becomes permissible. Ki oz ha-chometz nimshach mebchinas chimo tzamoyach bigdusha. Because when a person's in that mode, then the chometz that he's eating is coming from a holy place. Shehu mashetzrichim lahamten harbe liyeshuas Hashem kanam. It's coming from this issue of waiting for Hashem's Yeshua. You follow? The word chometz has several meanings in Hebrew. The word chometz means sour. Vinegar is called chometz, something that's sour and spoiled. The word chometz also refers to waiting, which is a very holy process at certain times. So Rav Nosson Zal says, before the Torah, the waiting can result in chometz, a souring and spoiling of the heart and mind. Whereas once a person is starting to draw the Torah upon himself, now the chometz is coming from a good place. Ki oz yesh koyach lahamten al yidei koyach he'oras ha-Torah she'eschivu lahamshich al yidei hishtekekusam. Because now you have the ability to wait safely, because you've already started to draw upon yourself the light of the Torah. Shehu bechinas sfira soimer, which is the concept of the counting of the Omer. V'alkein hutar hachometz achar shvi shel Pesach. This is why we find that Hashem granted permission for the Yidden to start eating chometz after shvi shel Pesach. Sheoz nivka yam hachochma. Because what happened shvi shel Pesach? The sea split. In Ruchni's terminology, it's called the Yam HaChochma that was split wide open. The sea of knowledge was split, cracked open, and made available to people. Kemo Yisham Razal, as it says, Ki Tzoaku El Hashem, because what did the Yidden do at Kriyas Yamsuf? They screamed to Hashem. Dehainu, Shenim Shachalayim Horas HaToyra BiYoyser. This means that on Shvi Shel Pesach is when they drew upon themselves a blast of the light of the Torah. They started drawing it upon themselves even from the first day of the Omer, which is the second day of Pesach. But it came mamish a drop, until Shvi Shel Pesach, when as a result of the screaming, they drew a blast of light upon themselves from the Torah that would be given in a couple of weeks. Vo'oz yesh koyach lahamtin v'kanal. And as we learned earlier, once a person is receiving from the light of the Torah, then he's got the ability to wait in a kosher way. Alkein oz hutra chometz. Therefore, from that point on, chometz was made permissible. V'alkein b'shavuos shehu ikar kabbalas haTorah mitoych ha'esh. Therefore, once the holiday of Shavuos rolls around, where at that time the Yidden received the Torah from fire, alkein oz meviim lekorban chometz daika. Therefore, the mitzvah is mamish to use chametz as the mitzvah, as the korban of Shavuos. Ki ikar tikun kabbalas haTorah hu al yidei shemamtinen harbe. Because the main tikun of a Jew receiving Torah the right way is based upon the Jew's ability to wait a lot. Ve'ein deichakin es hashor. It's not instant Talmud Chochem. It's not that he gets smicha after having learned 3.5 pages of Shulchan Aruch and zap, he's a Talmud Chochem already. Then his Kenyan Torah isn't for real. Whereas if he's able to wait and wait and wait and go through page and go through all 1,700 chapters of Shulchan Aruch, and then again and again until he really goes through it in the fully sense, and then he's given the smicha, then it's a Kenyan in Torah. I'm just showing it to you on a physical level. People who think they got to the top, you know, fast, or try to get to the top quickly, their Hatzlocha in Torah isn't a real Hatzlocha. U'mishom nimshach hachometz bigdusho shemevir oise l'korban b'shavuos. And it's from that kind of place, from a holy waiting, a proper waiting, which is so critical to the true Kenyan of Torah, that's where the korban of Shavuos is coming from, that shtei alechem, which has to be chametz.